Was there an editorial that you can recall that upset a great number of people and you thought the whole world was crashing in on you because of the words you wrote?
Well, I've sure many times used the wrong words. I don't remember one that just everybody was upset about, but various groups would be upset at various times. That campaign, which, by the way, you know, nearly every old geezer my age thinks that he's paying too much taxes. And people who are on fixed incomes, I mean, the house would be paid for, but they'd be paying an annual tax on it. Young people don't usually complain because their tax bill usually is part of their payment. But an old guy who's got everything paid for, every January 1st has to write a check for like $4,000. Well, he hacked about it. I've had more complaints about that probably than any other thing. I have had incidents where I used the wrong word. I did offend Bob Dick one time. He fired a friend of mine named Harry Ekus.
What was Bob's position then?
Police chief. I said I offended him. Harry Ekus wrote a little ha-ha humorous thing. He was a policeman. A sergeant at the time, and he wrote a little piece called The Cemetery Times, which was the sort of things happening around the police department and so on. And there was a black officer who's a friend of Harry's, and Drew Diamond was the other guy. Well, they both got promotions, and Harry wrote in The Cemetery Times that they got their major wings or whatever it was, and of course, Drew is Jewish. So he said, well, Drew was going to put a Star of David on his. And the black guy was going to put mud flaps on his. It was a racist kind of thing, but it was in, I mean, the guys involved were cackling, the whole department's cackling over. Well, Bob just hauled off and really punished old Harry. I mean, he busted him back to private, and Harry was about to retire, and it affected his retirement, all kinds of things. And I thought it was a little bit draconian. I wrote it and said so. And I still remember it was Chief Dick's overreaction or something. Of course, that brought Dick and all the black preachers and everybody else in to chew on me a while.
Face to face?
Oh, yeah, sure. They'd come in many times. And we'd always accommodate them. Like Alex said, we just manfully furnished the ass for a lot of that. Yeah.
So did the paper say you went over the line?
No. And this is something that I've always admired about Bob Lorton, who was my boss for many, many years, is that Bob, he never wanted to read an editorial before it went in the paper. Now, there were times when I knew that he needed to read it because I was setting policy for the whole newspaper, and I'm not stupid, you know. I would send it on to him to make sure that I wasn't putting him on grounds where he didn't, because the truth of the matter is that even though we were writing the editorials, Bob was taking the flack for a lot of that stuff. Because he owned the newspaper. And so many people say, well, he owns a newspaper. Why didn't he stop those guys from advocating tax increases or something? Well, you know, he always has taken the attitude, so does his son now, that, look, we can't tell editorial writers what to write. I mean, if we're going to do that, we might as well just come up with our own editorials and go from there. He's been very, I think, broad-minded about that. Now, that doesn't mean that we didn't get him in trouble a lot of time. Matter of fact, we had a luncheon. He threw a luncheon for me when I announced that I was going to retire, and I think about the start of 2007, when I turned it over to David. We had a luncheon, and he got up and he said, well, Ken, you sure gotten us in a lot of holes down through the... to which I said, yeah, and you got us in a few, too. I mean, he's that kind of a guy. You can kid him and talk to him. He's a good man. I don't mean to blow smoke on my old boss. I mean, I'm out of his reach now. So I can say what I think. But people do not realize, most people do not realize, people who know him know that. But I think they've always had a broad-minded approach to that. And frankly, it's good business. If you got a newspaper that you just a one-track deal where you don't have any controversy, frankly, controversy is what spurs the letters. That's one thing that we've done down through the years is tried to encourage and increase the number of letters, and we have dramatically over the years. And the editorials, I never did expect people to read an editorial and say, oh, yeah, I agree with that. I'll go out and act accordingly. But they can write in and say, well, I don't believe that, you know, just argue about it. And the best read thing on the editorial page was always the letters, at least when I was handling it. because people like to read the letters column and hear what each other's saying and write in and say, well, old Charlie didn't know what he's talking about, you know, and so on and so on and so on.